It is truly our immense good fortune to be together in the holy dham of Sri Vrindavan, to honor one of our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's very dearmost intimate associates on the day of her disappearance anniversary. Yamuna Devi. Srila Prabhupada often explained that the nature of a true Vaishnav devotee is they have the quality of Saragrahi, one who in all circumstances seeks the essence. What is that essence? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that the essence of all knowledge, of all Vedas, of all duties, is Prema Bhakti. Sabai Pungsang Puro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Dhokshache Ahoitaki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. That the supreme Dharma in all situations is loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such service must be unmotivated by any materialistic selfish desires and uninterrupted by any situation that may come before us. Srila Prabhupada defined this as unalloyed devotion. That is the essence. In practical understanding, to seek the essence is to deeply receive Srila Prabhupada's mercy and to give that mercy to others. To seek the essence means to go very, very deep. To be totally absorbed. Absorbed in our hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Going deeper and deeper in total absorption as we chant the holy names. In whatever service we do. And in all of our relationships. This quality of Saragrahi is the perfect description of Yamuna Devi. She offered unconditionally, in total absorption, her body, her mind, her heart, and her very soul in everything she did. Srila Prabhupada again and again would plead with us to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. How Yamuna Devi took that instruction as her heart and soul in everything she did. Some examples. In 1966, she went to 22nd Avenue on the invitation of her sister Janaki to be there for her marriage. And Srila Prabhupada gave her the instruction, first time meeting, to help him cook. He taught her cooking. How seriously did she take that first little seed of an instruction? Not only did she become the most accomplished cook in our whole society. She wrote a cookbook called Lord Krishna's Cuisine. And with that name, her cookbook became the number one international cookbook of the year. Her cooking became the standard of our whole society. She cooked with such meticulous precision to every single detail. I'm remembering once when I went to her home in Sharanagati for prasad, her Dinatarini Devi prepared, I think there was 6 different flavor chapatis. Each one so unique, so absolutely delicious, I didn't even know there was such thing as flavored chapatis. They were all natural, organic, and absolutely intoxicating. Her chanting of the holy names. Srila Prabhupada personally taught her to chant. In San Francisco, she would quietly just listen to Srila Prabhupada all alone chanting, write down the words to the songs, memorize the melodies. A few years ago, at our Pune Yatra, she taught everybody, I think, about 10 different morning melodies that Prabhupada chanted. I only thought there was one morning melody. But this is how intensely she would hear. She sang so many different versions of the morning melody exactly the way Srila Prabhupada chanted. What an absorption. And how she expressed what she received from Srila Prabhupada. When she was in London, there's a famous story. They were recording that Radha Krishna album, and George Harrison happened to hear her singing all by herself. She didn't even think anyone else was around. Bhaja Hure Mana, or Bhaja Mana Hure. It was after the recording. But George had a microphone next to her. And he said, that's going to be on the album. Her chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It, perhaps the largest selling recording of the Maha Mantra in the history of the world. More people listen to it. Number one song in most all of Europe. And I remember in Cross Maidan in 1971, when I first met the devotees. I came into this huge tent, and at that time Yamuna Devi was on the stage all alone, just chanting. There was only a few people in the crowd. She chanted, playing harmonium. There was no mridanga, no karatals, all alone. I had come down from Himalayas and I was attracted to absorption and meditation and all these other yogas. But when I saw her sitting there with her eyes closed, chanting these beautiful bhajans in the Maha Mantra, I remember I was so deeply affected. This is love. This is real love. this is samadhi. And it was her that actually inspired me to stay all day in that tent until many hours later Srila Prabhupada appeared. George Harrison told Yamuna Devi that with your voice, I can make you the biggest female vocalist in our generation. And he meant it. And he was eager to make her a star all over the Western world. But Yamuna Devi had no interest in any of that. Srila Prabhupada was in India, and she was eager to go to India just to render humble menial service to him. Puja, or worship of the Lord, how seriously she was. I learned from Dina Tarani Devi that she was at a house in Madras, and she was very attracted by the beauty of this deity of Srimati Radharani. Later she came to Vrindavan under Srila Prabhupada's instruction, and it was time to establish the Krishna Balaram temple. She went to Jaipur and gave that particular photograph and gave her own inspiration and instructions to the Murtiwala of how to make Srimati Radharani's facial expression. And today, as far as I can see, the most famous popular deity of Srimati Radharani in all of Brajbhumi, in all of the world, is at Krishna Balaram Mandir. It was her inspiration. When she performed her puja with Dina Tarani Devi of Shishi Radha Ban Bihari, deities that were personally given by Srila Prabhupada to her, the devotion, the love, in every detail in which they served their lordship. Unprecedented. Wherever she lived with her deities, people would go from various parts of the world to have darshan of her deities. And when they did, the standards, the decoration, the offerings, they were equal to or better than practically any ISKCON temple or any temple in the world. Many people, including myself, would go all the way to Sharanagati, which is really away from everything, somewhere in British Columbia, Canada, just to have the darshan of Radha Ban Bihari and their most loving servants, Yamuna Devi and Dina Tarani Devi. I've never experienced or seen such home worship as this. How seriously she took Prabhupada's instruction in everything. When her previous husband, Guru Das Prabhu, was given sannyas, Srila Prabhupada personally instructed Yamuna Devi to live a life of total renunciation, and basically gave her the same instructions as a sannyasi would have, but without the formality. How rare. She was a young woman at the time. She committed her life to follow those principles of total renunciation as long as she lived. Yamuna Devi was at Srila Prabhupada's side in practically all of the beginning stages of ISKCON's most important events. She was there at 22nd Avenue with Srila Prabhupada when he planted the seed. She was there in San Francisco through the Avalon Ballroom Mantra Rock Dance and other such preaching efforts. Literally, the Hare Krishna movement became known and famous throughout America. Then she was at Srila Prabhupada's side in London, where through the making of their records, their performances, their cultivating the Beatles and other such persons, she helped Srila Prabhupada make Krishna consciousness famous throughout the world. And then she was called to India. And she traveled at Prabhupada's side throughout this country, and was eventually assigned to come to Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada's eternal home. Srila Prabhupada was given the task, or gave her and Gurudas Prabhu the task of establishing a temple here. Something that was not only a sacred vision of Srila Prabhupada. Imagine, he lived in Radha Damodar Temple for about 6 years. And it was his dream to bring people from all over the world here. He entrusted that service to Yamuna Devi and Gurudas Prabhu. And in those days, it was so difficult. So many obstacles. I remember one of the most transforming experiences in my own personal life. In 1972, I already had to leave Vrindavan because of my visa, but from Nepal, I came just for a week. And when I came back to Vrindavan, Yamuna Devi and Gurudas Prabhu were staying then at Radha Damodar Temple. And I would sit with them for hours and hours and hours and help them with some seva. When they would talk to each other, the only thing they ever said, hour after hour, day after day, is, what will please Srila Prabhupada? This will please Srila Prabhupada. This is what Srila Prabhupada wants. I had never, ever experienced anything like this. Such total devotion, total absorption in pleasing the Guru. It was from Yamuna Devi that I first got a glimpse of understanding. What is Guru Nishtha? What is faith in Guru? What is Guru Seva? What is that total absorption where every word, every act, every thought is an offering of love to one's spiritual master? And I remember thinking at that time, because I had met Srila Prabhupada and accepted him as my spiritual master, this is the standard I must strive for. This is pure devotional service. Yamuna Devi, she could be as grave and stoic as an ancient sage. And she could be as playful, as sweet and humorous as a gopi was her nature, and how she affected people's hearts. Because she received with such gratitude and such surrender Srila Prabhupada's mercy, she was inconceivably empowered to give that mercy. I'd like to conclude with a reflection. One time Srila Prabhupada was sitting and he said that Krishna had taken away my family and now he has given me all of you as my children. And how Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life for his children more than any biological parent could ever conceive of. And I was thinking how Yamuna Devi inherited that spirit. She had no biological children herself. But the second generation of our movement, she gave her heart and soul, her everything, to care for and inspire our children. They became her children. As far as I could see, I don't think there's anyone in the history of our society since Srila Prabhupada that has had the effect of inspiring, empowering our second generation of the children born of Prabhupada's disciples equal to Yamuna Devi. She loved these children. She cared for these children. And she gave them what Prabhupada gave her. Unalloyed, pure, devotional service. And much of the future of our movement is going to be the influence that she has had on these young people. In this sense, Yamuna Devi, she was like that with everyone and anyone that were willing to open their hearts to her. When she was at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, just earlier the year, last year actually, she was there for several months. Her health was in such a critical condition, but yet she was giving of herself in such a way that everyone there was completely inspired, enlivened. The entire Bhaktivedanta Hospital was totally grateful to be in that place simply because they could serve her. And the type of devotional service, the standard of love that she exemplified, will never be forgotten. I'll give an example. Hopefully Radha Devi will tell the story later. It was Radha Banbihari's appearance day. And they were in Sharanagati, and Yamuna Devi was in Mumbai. And she had dozens of people cooking offerings for them. She would have them write down, she would write down the recipes, and they would be, and she, I don't remember if it was 1,000 preparations or hundreds of preparations, whatever it was, they all made these preparations in their minds. And then she wrote everything on the computer, all the different, the whole feast that she had prepared in her mind. And she sent it by internet. And she said, now the offering has been made. That was her absorption. No, that those devotees will never ever be the same. She totally conquered our hearts. While at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, I saw how simple housekeepers, cooks, doctors, administrators, and even one of the most famous people in the entire Western world came to see her. I was shocked. This person was in total awe, with his hands folded, and his wife, just in the aura of Yamuna's devotion. He had never experienced anything like that in his life. Yamuna Devi, she was, to me and to so many others, she was our mother, our sister, our friend, our worshipful goddess, because she embodied Prabhupada's love, Prabhupada's mercy, with such depth, with such absorption. She really taught us how to seek the essence. Her passing from this world was so perfect. Yamuna Devi never wanted fame. She never wanted prestige. She only wanted seva, selfless service. At Bhaktivedanta Hospital, she would call me regularly and say, I'm leaving this place. She was still in critical condition. I said, why are you leaving this place? She said, because too many people are serving me. I don't like to be served. I like to do things myself. I said, but if you leave, you'll die. She said, better to die than to accept so much service. This was her nature. I said, don't you understand? Please understand that they see Srila Prabhupada in you more than they've ever seen him before in anyone. By your accepting their service, you're connecting them with Srila Prabhupada. You're doing the greatest service to them. She said, really? I said, definitely, you could ask anyone. She said, all right, then to serve them I will stay. It was just the way she would want to go. After being with some of her favorite loving people, the youth of our society, and having kirtan, she went to take rest, and she got up and with her japa mala in her hand, sitting down, totally absorbed in the sweet sound of the holy names, with no one but Prabhupada and Krishna and Radha with her, she left. And she would probably, Dinatarini Devi was saying yesterday, she would be very angry if she saw all of us together like this. But because she's Saragrahi personified, I think behind that anger she would seek the essence of the genuine gratitude and love that we have for her, and the unlimited debt that we owe her. Srila Prabhupada said about her something I never heard him say about anyone. He said, Yamuna has attained bhava, love for Krishna. And she lived, and she will live forever in our hearts to inspire us with that love. Yamuna Devi Ki Jai. And we owe a great debt to Janaki Devi for bringing Yamuna Devi to Srila Prabhupada. We owe a great debt to Dina Tarani Devi, because as Yamuna Devi's most intimate, loving associate for so many years, she is now going to present to the world for all time to come Yamuna Devi's autobiography, unalloyed, and we are so eagerly awaiting. Thank you so very much.